The World Health Organization met with dozens of drug companies today to talk about production of a vaccine for the new H1N1 swine flu virus. The number of confirmed cases around the world now stands at more than 9,800, more than half of those cases in the U.S. 80 people have died, 72 of those in Mexico. Just a few weeks back, swine flu was the lead story on this program for days at a time, but concern seems to have leveled off. For an assessment of where we are now, how dangerous this flu is and could become, we're joined by Dr. Ann Schuchat, who leads the Science and Public Health Program for the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. Dr. Schuchat, welcome to the program.
Thanks for having me.
What are you learning about swine flu as you look at how it's behaved and the patterns that are developing?
You know, we are learning a lot, but we have a lot more to learn. This new H1N1 strain appears to be very transmissible, similar to the seasonal influenza strains. It's spreading quite quickly between people. It doesn't appear to be as severe as the terrible 1918 pandemic strain of influenza, but it is capable of causing a range of illness. We're learning that young people seem to be at greater risk for illness and the hospitalizations than the elderly are.
And that is something of a puzzle, isn't it? Why would young people seem to be at greater risk and are getting disproportionately sick from this virus?
At this point, we think that young people are very social, they get around a lot, and they're spreading the infection to each other. And we actually see that with the seasonal flu, that influenza viruses spread quite quickly among children and teens. But we think that it's possible that the elderly may have some pre-existing immunity against this virus based on viruses that perhaps were similar that they were exposed to long ago. It's also possible that as time passes and social networks disperse a bit more, that the elderly will also become a common victim of this new virus.
Mm. So far, how virulent would you say this strain is? Is it more or less deadly than regular seasonal flu?
At this point, I think we do believe it's at least as virulent as the regular seasonal flu. It may change over time, and that's one of the things we need to take a very good look at as viruses continue to be studied and perhaps as the virus spreads to the southern hemisphere this summer. But unfortunately, we don't know as much as we'd like to. We don't know whether this virus will just fizzle out over the summer in the southern hemisphere, or whether it will continue to spread and whether it will come back in the northern hemisphere in the fall, perhaps with a larger second wave of illness.
Yeah, and there is still a fair amount of caution and concern about that. We heard the head of the World Health Organization, Margaret Chan, say no one can say whether this is just the calm before the storm. Would you be looking for signs over the summer of what might be headed up to the northern hemisphere in the fall and winter?
We'll be looking for several things this summer. The first thing to say is that the illness is continuing to spread right now in May. This is a lot later than we usually see outbreaks of influenza-like illness, for instance. So we don't know whether disease will either stop when the summer comes or will continue at the rate that it's spreading right now here in the United States. We'll also be looking in the southern hemisphere at whether this virus is more transmissible and virulent or less transmissible and virulent than what we're seeing right now. We'll also be looking at which population groups are at higher risk for it. Will it cause more problems in communities that don't really have the kind of health infrastructure that we have here in the United States? Those are the types of things we'll be looking for this summer.
Well, Dr. Schuchat, thanks very much for talking with us.
My pleasure.
That's Dr. Ann Schuchat, who leads the Science and Public Health Program for the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention.